Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Zayin. We are starting a new perek, the fourth perek of Masechta Zvachim. And again, today's shiur is sponsored in loving memory of Yosef Rafael ben Isar, by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank you for the sponsorship. As we continue in our travels through Seder Kachim, and we start a new perek, Perek Beis Shammai. So, Mishnah tells us, Beis Shammai Omrim, on Lamed Vav, Mabez. Interesting, we're talking about the Mizbeach today. The past two mitzvahs that we've discussed in Sefer Mitzvah Shira have been about the Mizbeach on OU.org. The last two mitzvahs in Parshas Yisro. But now, right here on Project Sinai, Beis Shammai Omrim. Kol hanitanet al Mizbeach hachitzon, shenatan v'matana achas, kiper. We've mentioned a number of times that the Zrika, the fourth avoda done for all karbanis behema, is a unique avoda. And that the zrika is what brings kapara, the zrika is what finishes off the process. Only if the zrika is done properly does pigel kick in. Zrika is very important and significant. But the Mishnah is telling us what happens, what's the bidi'eved shear for the zrikas. So a chatas, we know, you have to have four zrikas. That's the highest number. Four zrikas on the four chronos with etzpa, the highest standards. Other karbanas have two, shtayim shehein arba, or one, depending on what they are. But what's the minimum amount of zrikas that work? So Beis Shammai says, one by other karbanos, by a shlamim, by an ola, by an asham. All you have to have is one bidyavid, one matana. Interesting, that's what a zrika is called in Mishnayos. It's called a matana. It's called a gift. You're not chas v'shalom giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's meant to instill values in us and the messages in us. U'b'chatas shtei matanos. But Beis Shammai says by a karban chatas, you gotta go down to only two. One by a chatos is not good enough. It's gotta be two. These are even by the chatos chitzonios, even by the outer chatos. Beisilo omrim, no, av chatos, shenatan, v'tana achas, kiper, even one. Beisilo says there's no difference between chatos and other, other karbans. Interesting, just to note that here the Mishnah uses the language of Mizbeach achitzon. So there are really three names for each of the Mizbechos. We know there are two Mizbechos. The outer Mizbeach is called by the Torah Mizbeach HaNechoshes and Mizbeach HaOla. In two different places, in Perek Lamed Ches and in Perek Lamed in Shemos, it's called Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it's made out of copper. It's called the Mizbeach HaOla because that's what you bring on it, Ola and all other karbanas. And Chazal call it Mizbeach HaChitzon, right here. The other Mizbeach also has three names. We have Mizbeach HaZahav, because it's made out of gold, Mizbeach HaKtores, because that's what's usually brought on it, and also Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is what the Gemara calls it. As I saw in the Ma'oros Hadaf, quotes one of the Achronim, who say that it's interesting to note in the Torah and in Chazal when each of the names are used. And it's Meduyuk. If they're talking about a geographical point, so then it's going to be Chitzon and Pnimi. If it's going to be about in Mishnah Chagiga discusses whether it's Makabel Tuma or not. So then it talks about Mizbeach HaZav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because that has to do with the material that it's made from, whether it's Makabel Tuma or not, and whether it's Kakarka or not. That's why it's called Nechoshes. So each time we have a name of a Mizbeach, it's interesting to note which of the three respective names of each Mizbeach is being used. That's just a good trivia question. Three names for each of the Mizbeachos. Okay, let us continue. So, machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how many zrikos are ma'akev b'di'evid for a karban chatas? Beis Shammai says two, and Beis Hillel says one. Lefichach, therefore, im nasan asarishona kitikna, v'esa shnia chutz lezmana. After all, we are talking about pigol, so we're still talking about pigol. Since one of them is good enough by all karbanos, besides chatas, according to everybody, if you did the first zrika properly, and you did the second one, chutz lezmana kiper, you already achieved kapara with the first zrika, and it's too late to passel it. The first one was done properly. And if the opposite, if you did the first zrika with a pigol thought, and the second one, chutzlim koma, chayavin v'chayavin pigol v'chayavin avkaris. Why? Because you're not ruining it. Because once you do the first zrika, it's finished. The other zrikas are just extra. And therefore, you cannot ruin it with other improper thoughts. Semicolon. Next, what about the following? Kol nitanan al mizbeach ha-panimi. What if you, anything that is supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning the ones on Yom Kippur, or the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, or Par Kohen Gadol, Sheim Chisur Achas Min HaMatanos, Kiilu Lo Kippur, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, those Zrikos, each one is Ma'akev. The ones on the inner Mizbeach, the ones on the Paroches, in front of the curtain, the ones in front of the Kaporis, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, each one of those, Matana achas mehen ma'akeves. Each one. And therefore, lefichach, therefore, nasan kulon ketiknon, viachas shalo ketikno. If you only messed up in one of the zrikas, you had an improper thought, psula vein bokaris. So then, it's puzzle. There's no karis in there because you didn't do the zrikas properly. What if you had a pigo thought in one of the zrikas? Doesn't matter. Rashi says here, second to last line, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. As we mentioned this concept in the past, pigel, machlokes, but this mission is assuming that pigel has to be throughout the time that you're doing the avodas hamatir. If you only think about pigel in half of the avodas hamatir, is not good enough. So here, since all the zrikas of the Mizbeach HaPnimi are matir together, so then if you only think about pigel in one of them, it's not going to create pigel. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Mikdash David discusses this in Simen Chav Gimel, Oz Dalid, and Chedusha Aryaleib, it's quoted there in the footnotes of the Mikdash David. How are we supposed to look at the other zrikas when we do them? Let's say you're supposed to do four zrikas for achatas, even though only one of them is ma'akev. Do we look at them as one big mitzvah? One big mitzvah that you could do in a more glamorous way with four zrikas, or a more subdued way with only one zrika? Or do we say, no, it's only al-chadchila din, but when you do them, they're all separate zrikas? That's the Chakira of the Achron and the Mikdash David. Yesh Lomar, the Kol Matanu Matana Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Umishum Hachi, Kol Matanu Matana Shenosein Mikol Kos Vekos, Chashuva Lios Din Shvicha Shirayim Al Kosh Rasmi Menu. We had this discussion before. What if you caught the blood of three cups, and then you split up the Zrikas, you did three from each cup. Is each one of those Zrikas significant to create Shirayim that's left in the cup? Or do we say, no, it's all one big mitzvah, right, and then it's all linked to the first one. Avo b'chatoz ha-primios, t'kolatoz ba'keves, kol matanoz yachan chashuvos k'matan rishonos shal chatoz ha-chisona. So the Mikdash Shabbat is b'chalik. When it comes to the chatoz chisonios, said each one is a separate mitzvah. It's not counted in a separate tayag, but it's a separate mitzvah in Lundis, while in the chatoz primios, they're all considered one big mitzvah. He quotes here in the footnotes, from Chedusha Rabbi Yaleib, that no, he thinks there is all. The ein ha-gil matanoz mitzvos v'yachados, even by the zrikos ha-chisonios. They are all considered one mitzvah, and therefore, v'im yikayim pachos. What's the nafkamina? Let's say you only brought one out of four. You find you brought kapara, but did you do the mitzvah? Does the Kohen get the mitzvah of Zrika? Says the Mikdash David, yes. Says Rav Chedusha Ha'Yaleib, no. Because it's all one big mitzvah. You didn't do it. You might have achieved kapara. Interesting chiddush. There could be a chiluk between mitzvah Zrika and the kapara brought from Zrika. The kapara might be able to be brought even if you didn't do the complete mitzvah of Zrika. That's a discussion here in the Achronim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin. Leni Tana Namazbeach Achisa. Shatamotarach Ashakiper. So how do you know this din? How do you know that one bidyevet is okay? That's what we're discussing here on this first blot. Tam lomar v'dams v'achecha yishfeich. Right, because the blood of the carbon is spilled. So you see, spilled. What does spilled sound like? Rashi says shvicha achas mashma. Right, shvicha. When you pour the blood, it sounds like it's just spilling once. Deloksiv saviv. Doesn't say it should be poured around the Mizbeach, which might mean on the two opposite corners. This is Yishafech, and therefore, that's the first makar that we bring. Says the Gemara, v'hai lo hachi hu da'asa? Is that what we need it for? Hai mi boiler, look at the Tanya. We need it for the following. That pasuk, v'dams v'checha Yishafech, is used for the following. We're going to quote three or four different sources on this halachas, on this amud, that this pasuk is used up. Look at the Tanya. Minayin lo kol damim sh'tu'un matan dam liyasod. How do we know that all blood that is left over in the kli after doing the zrikas, how do we know that all that leftover blood is poured onto the yasod, the base of the mizbeach, the southeastern corner? There is a little hole that you pour the leftover blood through, what we have called shvicha shirayim. How do you know that you do that? So that pasuk is used up. You can't use that pasuk to teach me that b'di'eved, one zrika of all karbanos is enough. Right? You already used that up for shvicha shirayim. Says the Gemara, no problem. Nafgalei midi Rebbe. Really, you learn that halacha from Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi tells us, v'hanisha badam, you might say, what's left over from the dam, talking about the chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of, I think we discussed back in the first parak, has two different avodos. You have to squirt some on the mizbeach, and then you have to squeeze out the rest of it. Mitzui. So, by chatas ha'of, it says, v'hanisha badam, you might say, she'ein tamal omer badam. You didn't have to say that word badam, it already said it. V'mat tamal omer badam. Why does it have that extra word badam? To teach me. L'fish lo l'manu, elo nitanim matan dalin. She'tu'unin matan damim li'yasod. I only know that the karbanos, that have four zrikos, so you need that to be to the yisod. Shar dami minayin, how do we know by shar dami? Tamalomar, v'hanishar badam, you might say, that's the pasuk, she'in tamalomar badam, it doesn't have to say that word badam, matamalomar badam, limeid akol adamim, she'tuna matadamim liyisod. That's the pasuk that teaches me that all leftover blood has to go to the yisod. Just like mitsui is done by chatas ha'of, by the chatas of a bird, so too, right, we mentioned, chatas and ola, the kabbalah is the bird switch. The blood of the chatas is above by the kronos, and the blood of all the other karbanos, ola, asham, shlamim, is below the chutasikra. By birds, it switches. Ola sa'of, it's above the chutasikra. Chatas sa'of is below the chutasikra. So here you're doing the mitzvah low down, but you learn from there that just like the leftover blood there is poured onto the yesod of the mizbeach, so too by all karbanos. So you don't need v'dam zvachecha yishafech for this of leftover blood, so it's open to teach me that one matana b'di'evet, it is okay. Interesting diuk that the Sfas Emes has in Rashi. The top Rashi says, minayin shekol adamim shekol karbanis, all blood left over mol karbanis, she'tu'unim matan dam liyasod, im nish'ar min hadam b'kli, la'achar shezarak, if there's blood left over, you have to pour it. Does one have to make sure that there is blood left over from the karbanis? Shvicha Shirayim, we know, is not ma'akev the kapara. That's true. It's not ma'akev. We've had that beferish in the Gemara. But is it an avoda that I really am supposed to do? I'm supposed to do my best to leave over dam to do Shvicha Shirayim? So what does Rashi say? Im nishar if, says the Sfas Emes. It sounds like from Rashi that there is no need. No need. Just if you have it over, v'ulai, where's the Rashi? Mashma di yochol lechadchila litein kol hadam b'hamatanos sh'alam izbeach upasha de lishna de gemara b'arambam lo mashma hachi. But it sounds like from other gemaras, says the Sfas Emes and the Rambam, that it's raklam de mitzvah lahashir shirayim. So it says the Sfas Emes, I think Rashi seems to say lechadchila you don't have to, but I think other languages seems to say that you do. Tosfos says on daf later on, Tosfos on daf nun gimel amid beis, Tosfos says explicitly, quotes a deya at least, from Rav Moshe Mipantasia. Not sure where that is. Middle of Tosfos Ha'ola. Mishum de'ola bezrikas kli v'zinu de'les ba'shirayim b'chatas de'be'etzba yefshe b'lo shirayim. He quotes a deya there that you need to have left over. You need to have left over, says Tosfos. And the Achronim discuss, what's the lumdus between, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe the lumdus is the halacha of shvicha shirayim. Is that, in a word, is that a din in the karbon, or is that a din in the dam? Is shvicha shirayim connected to the avodas hakarbonos? It's not an avoda that's ma'akev. It's not one of the dalal avodos. But it's an avoda of the karbon. If it's an avoda of the karbon, then he should leave over dam to be able to do that avoda of the karbon. Or is it a, and that's what Tosfos holds, the Nafrin Gimel. Or do we say, no, it's a din in the dam. Meaning, if there's, when the dam has to be nishpach on the yisod. If there is no dam, then there's no avoda to do. So, doesn't matter, it's a din in the dam. Only if there's dam there. That might be what's behind. The quote b'shem the achron and b'shem the gra, that maybe there's no machlokas here. Between Rashi and Tosfos. Because that day of Moshe Mipantasia is specifically by Chatas. So maybe there's a difference between chatas and other karbanos. By chatas, maybe we say just like chatas has the zrikas are different and a higher standard, etzba and dalid. So maybe tutot to the shvicha shirayim. The end of the process having to do with the blood, it all is also different. Maybe there's a kiyum to specifically leave over blood. Masheikim, when it comes to other karbanos, maybe there is no such requirement. That's a possibility that is suggested. Okay, so that is all number That is all number one that we have. Isn't that a source that is used up? So you say, no, we use it up for something else. So number two, V'akati l'ach yud asa. No, cover Rambam Hilchos Ishus. I'm sorry. V'akati l'ach yud asa. Maybe, no, the pasuk is used up for the following. And it's still not open to teach me that one is okay b'di'evet. Mi boy lelike detanya. It's used for the following. Mi na yin lini tanim bizrika. Shenasram b'shvicha yatsa. How do I know that if I'm supposed to do zrika on blood and instead I'm shofech and I'm yotze? What's zrika? Zrika means I stand a little bit away from the mizbeach and I throw it. And there's a little distance between me and the mizbeach. That's why I take the kli by a chadas. I have to do it with my finger, but by the other items, I just have to take the cup itself, the mizrach, and just shoot it towards the mizbeach. It flies to the mizbeach and it's zorek. Shvicha means I'm right next to the mizbeach and I just turn it over and I pour it. So how do I know that if I'm supposed to do zrika and I do shvicha? Thank you. It is b'di'evet. Okay, yatsa. I am okay. So tamalomar v'damiz v'checha yishafech. Again. So you see, this pasuk is used up. Why is there a problem? Why is this only a halacha b'di'evet? Sounds like this is only a halacha b'di'evet. Look, hachilu, it says if you did the zrika, b'shecha yur yotze. Sounds like you're not supposed to do that. Says the Brisker Rav, the Griz, that, quoting Reb Chaim, that he thinks zrika and shvicha function differently. Shvicha, whenever you would do shvicha, you just do it once. There is no idea of doing shvicha more than once. Why? Because what's shvicha? You turn over the kli. Boom, it all comes out. There's no idea of doing it with a few times. Zrika, you have a few times. That's why it's only b'di'evet. L'chachili, you're supposed to do the mitzvah of zrikas adam with all the different times of zrikas. Shvicha only makes sense. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, d'chiluk din zrika midin shvicha. There's a difference. V'haynu, d'kol dina d'chiluk matanos. This is the Brisker Rav talking. In the name of Reb Chaim, name of his father, the whole din of chiluk matanos, the matzinu dal matanos v'shtayim shein arba. Some kabbalists have four, some have two. Who shayach rak bezrika? That's only by zrikas adam. There's an idea of talking different amounts. Avol b'shvicha lo namar klal chiluk matanos. There's no din of chiluk matanos. Why? Because you just turn it over, and therefore, if you just you do shvicha, you achieve kapara, but you didn't get the mitzvah, and that's why it's only an idea, bidi eved. Right? That relates to what we just said before, that there could be a mitzvah of zrika separate from the kapara of zrika. And that's why he says, even if you look in the Rambam, this is a kasha that other achronim ask. If you look at the Rambam seems to say that by bechor, you could do shvicha lechachila. By the carbon bechor, which we're going to talk about actually soon, on the daf, bechor, the firstborn kosher animal, which I have to give to the kohen. First of bechor, the Rambam seems to say shvicha is okay lechachila, even though he quotes this other gemara that zrika, if you did it b'shvicha, you're yotze. Why is it lechachila? Because bechor only has one zrika anyway. If bechor only has one zrika, then there's no difference between doing a shvicha and a zrika. Mashenke, by other karbanis, is going to be a halacha b'di'eved, because other karbanis have shtayim shein arba, or chadis has four. So that's why, says Reb Chaim, that could be, that stira in the Rambam could be answered. Okay, so back to our Gemara though. So our Gemara says, how is it that I could use this pasuk of Bedams Vachecha Yishafech for the source that if you only do one matana, it's good enough by all karbanas, but it's used up to teach me that you're allowed to do zrika as a shvicha? So the Gemara answers, no, Sava like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this source, the one who suggested this source, holds like Rabbi Akiva, to Amar, lo zrika bechal shvicha, velo shvicha bechal zrika, and it doesn't work. Maybe this father holds it doesn't work. That's why you don't need a pasuk for it. Ditzan, how do you know it doesn't work? From the last Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. What does the Mishnah there say? Birich birchas haPesach pater eshal zevach. If I made the bracha on the carbon Pesach, then I don't need to make a separate bracha on the carbon shlamim that comes with the Pesach. Cause why? Ikker v'tafel. Ikker v'tafel, one might say. And here the tafel is included in the ikker. What do you mean included? Why is it included? Because what gets a shvicha and what gets a zrika? The Pesach gets a shvicha. And the shlamim gets a zrika. So, Pesach is inclusive. Shvicha is included in zrika. That's the first tana. Pircha bira, pircha zepazah pater eshal zevach, shel zevach lo pater esha pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. But you can't do a zrika when you're supposed to do a shvicha. So that's why it doesn't work the other way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo zu poter azu, lo zu poter azu. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're different. Neither of them can pater each other. So the Zrika Zapachal Shvicha, vice versa. And that's the Tana of this suggested source. And therefore, it is not used up and it's open to teach me our halacha of one bidyeved is all you need. 2 points here. Number one, Rashi here quotes, what bracha are we talking about? What's the bracha we're talking about? What bracha do you make on a carbon? What bracha do you make when you eat a carbon? So Rashi here quotes, there are various Rashis at various sources. Here, Rashi says, right in the middle of Rashi Berachas, he goes to the Tosefta Imsachim. Al HaPesach hu omer, Baruch Asher Kedushadu B'Vesozef Zivanu, Le'echol HaPesach. V'yol HaZevach, Asher Kedushadu B'Vesozef Zivanu, Le'echol Es HaZevach. That's what he quotes. If you look in...
And then Shehakol.
What? And then you make Shehakol first, I guess. You need the bracha, the brachas anen. This is the brachas mitzvah. You make a shahakol, and then this bracha. Right, there are two brachas. Right, that's the Rashi here. If you look Rashi and Psachim on this Gemara, he quotes the specific karban. Doesn't quote Zevach. He quotes the specific karban. That's here. If you look at the Tosefta in brachas, the Tosefta in brachas in Perakei quotes le'echol zvachim. So is that just when you're eating more karbanas? If you're eating more than one, you can say zvachim? Or is that the generic? You always have to say the plural. If it's true that when you eat one carbon you would say zevach, and you eat more than one carbon you say zvachim, then that could be a second mitzvah. Only the second mitzvah, I think, that the nusach changes based on how many you do. Generally, right, no matter how many candles I light for Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, even if I'm lighting more than one. The only bracha that changes is tefilas kelim. Tefilas kelim. If I'm tova one kli, I'll have keli. If I'm tova more than one, I'll tefilas kelim. Right? It's the only one that changes. No other bracha changes. Doesn't matter how many you do. But this could be a second one. If it's true that the bracha changes, if you want to put together the Rashi with the Tosefta, it would be another one that is like that. The Mishnah Lomelech, he doesn't quote the Rashi here, I don't think. The Mishnah Lomelech in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos, in Parag Yud, he says, that's where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of eating karbanos. Achilas kachim kachim, achilas kachim kalim. We've spoken about that the mitzvah really is kachim kachim. And then he says, oh yeah, he throws a kachim kalim. But there the Mishnah Malach says, Nira, the milsa de pshitahu, it appears to me that it's obvious that the Kohen, when he eats the karbanos, he says the bracha, asher kidishanu bikdushaso shel aron, vitzivanu lechol chatas o asham. That's not the gersa that Rashi has. Rashi doesn't have it, Kedushas Shel Aaron. He throws that in from Nisiyas Kapayim, the Bracha by Duchening. But that's the Mishnah Lomelech's gersa. The Kozem is Bayer, just like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Trumos. You gotta look at the end of Hilchas Trumos, and the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim. Kol Ha'ocha Matana Sheish B'Kedusha Mivarech. I don't remember the Lashon there. But if there's the Kedushas Shel Aaron there, if it does, then the Mishnah Lomelech has a source, but you also might be Mechalik between Truma and Bikurim, which might be more like Nesias Kapayim than Karbanos. Right, for example, what's the biggest riot of this? The Gemara, the past two Shirim we had on Tuesday night. Big Day Kahuna. You have to wear Big Day Kahuna for Kachim. You don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna for Truma, or for Nesias Kapayim, or for Bikurim. So it could be that there's a difference. Kohen Lagabi this, Kohen Lagabi that. Even if you want to say Bikdushasu Shal Arad by one, you might not have to say it by the other. But this is a discussion, what the exact Nusach HaBracha is. Another question though. 1 second. What are we suggesting here? Unbelievable diuk. Says the Ar Zarua. Right, and this is the last point on this Amud, and then we continue. Says the Ar Zarua. It's saying if you made a bracha on the Karban Pesach, that potters the bracha on the Chagiga. When do you eat the Chagiga? Didn't we mention yesterday that you eat the Chagiga first in order to get full? In order to be almost satiated when you eat the Karban Pesach? Nechal Asova? So you ate the Chagiga 15 minutes ago, and now you're saying this bracha of Karban Pesach could potter the Pesach that you ate already? Says the Ar Zarua, this proves my shita, against all other Rishonim. Says the Ar Zarua, you're allowed to make a berachas ha-mitzvah la'achar asiyasan. That's the famous shita of the Ar Zarua, quoted by the other Achronim. It's in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, it's in Chafei, I forgot to bring it. But that is the shita of the Ar Zarua. I finished the mitzvah! We don't paskin that way. We paskin, you're only allowed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. B'dieved, while I'm still doing the mitzvah. But we do not say that you're allowed to make the bracha after you finish the mitzvah, but that's the shita of the Ar Zarua. His raya is Ar Gemara. this Mishnah. How can you make the bracha, you can be Yotze, the bracha of Karban Pesach, and that can be Yotze, your bracha on Chagiga. You already finished eating the Chagiga. How can you use this bracha? It must be that b'di'eved, you could eat it, you can make a bracha, la'achar asiyasan. Who argues on that? The Rambam. We pass like the Rambam. In Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha, Chav Gimel. What is this in Hilchas Ishus? Because the Rambam holds, getting married is a mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says that you make the bracha before you get married. Before the Kiddushin, v'tzivan al arayos, v'tzivan al arusos. We make the bracha before, and then he gives the ring, because that's a mitzvah according to the Rambam. And the Rambam says, let's say he did the Kiddushin, he was so excited, he forgot to make the bracha. The Masada Kiddushin messed up, he forgot to make the bracha. Hari am glad that was supposed to be Israel. He puts the ring. Oh! Forgot to, everybody starts saying, oh, no, 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 no! Right? Too late. You're married. Mazel tov. That's too late to make the bracha. Says the Rambam. Lo yivarech achar kiddushin. Shezu bracha levatala. Ma shenase kvar nase. You have to make the bracha. Kodem a kiddushin. Kiderach shemavarchin kodem kala mitzvahs. That's what we hold. How do you get out of this raya? Strong raya by the Arzaruah. What do you do with this? You already ate the chagiga. What do you do with this raya? So if you look in the Maram Chalava on Psachim there, Kuf Chavalva, the end, the Maram Chalava says no. And this is a discussion in the Rishonim. And maybe it's even Meduyik in the Rambam. That Karban Pesach was not all eaten at the end of the meal. You had to save a kezayis of Karban Pesach to eat at the end to Nechal Alasova. But you can eat the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the meal too. So you ate the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, you could already make the brechas mitzvah then. Just like we make alachilas matzah at the beginning and it's yotzei at the end. So he says you can make the brechas mitzvah at the beginning and it can be motzi later. And the tzlacham, sacham there, kuf chafalav, says the same thing, and that's what he says. If you look in the Rambam closely, the Rambam seems to say also that you can eat some of the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the Seder. Right at the beginning, for the main course. It's just that you have to mitzvah Karban Pesach is nechal alasova, so that's to be eaten at the end of the meal. That's how you get out of the raya of the Arzaruah. Okay, another way to get out of it is the Bar HaKohen right here, in the back, suggests that maybe this whole discussion is not you're eating both. It's what if you're eating one and you messed up with the bracha? You're about to eat the chagiga and you said the bracha of the Karban Pesach. Is that poter? Maybe you could read the Mishnah that way. So it's only one karban. Whether you don't get into over and lifnei. Okay. So that is all related to that. So number three, Akati lohafiyu da'asa. Still, we have the question: is this pasuk still open to teach me one zrik is okay with the yaved? Mi boyo, look at the tanya. You need it for the following: Rabbi Shmuel Omer, mitoch shenemer ach b'char shor, o b'char kesef, o b'char eiz. The pasuk says the firstborn by the firstborn b'char v'chulu. Talking about the b'char, lamanu l'b'char shetan matan damim ve'imurim l'gabe mizbeach. So I learned from this pasuk that you need the matan damim ve'imurim burned on the mizbeach. Meiser or Pesach Minolan. How do I know? It's not Mufurish in the Torah that Meiser and Pesach also need a Zrika on the Mizbeach, Tamalomar, Vidam Zochecha Yishafech. So again, you see the Pasuk is used up. So it's not open to teach me that Bidi Eved, one Zrika for all Karbanis is okay. So Savala Karbi Yossi Aglili. No, maybe he learns that halacha from Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So this one is open. Titania Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if you look at this Pasuk carefully, in the continuation it says, Damo lo namar ela damam. It doesn't say damo, it, which would be singular, talking about Bachar. It says damam, their dam. Chelbo lo namar ela chelbam. It says their fat. Limeid al Bachar. Maiser u Pesach sheta'un matan damim ve'imrim l'gabim mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel says, this Pasuk itself is alluding to the other Karbanos as well. Maiser, Bachar, and Pesach. All three. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore the Pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishafech is open. Rabbi Yishmael, Haikra, Mavagle, Lahachi, Mavagle, Lahachi, one second. Rabbi Yishmael just learned are two things. He learned the following, the first one, that Meiser and Pesach are included in that, and he also learned Zrika, Bechal, Shvicha. He learns that all from the Adam Zvachecha Yishafech. Treitanai Alib, Rabbi Yishmael. No, it's two different Tanaim. Each one would not hold of the other one. Each one would say, you only use this for one, and you learn the other halacha from a different Pasuk. Says the Gemara, one second now. Bishlam al Rabbi Yishmael. Fine. This pasuk of Bechor Shor, Bechor Chesed, Vechulu, if you look in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudches, pasuk Yudzayin and Yudches, so yeah, that this pasuk is pasuk Yudzayin, and the following pasuk says, and they could keep the Basar. Who is the they? So, Bishlam al Rabbi Yishmael, Tumukim la Kule bebechor. Rabbi Yishmael says the whole pasuk is talking about Bechor. And Meiser and Pesach are included from a different pasuk. V'dam zvachecha yishafech, haynu dechzevu v'sarami yelecha. that the pasuk is referring to the kohen. The next pasuk says the basar is going to be yours. It's referring to the kohanim who eat the bechor. The previous pasuk is about bechor, and the next pasuk says the basar is going to be yours. That fits because the kohen gets bechor. Elul Rabbi Yosi, Demuki Lanami Meiser of Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, who says the pasuk is also about Meiser and Pesach? Meiser of Pesach by lemachlile. What do you mean? It'll be for you talking to the people who have the Meiser of the Pesach, the owners. It's not true. Meiser, we say, is also given to the kohen, even though it's not explicit at the end of a chukosai. Karet Pesach, by the Pesach, by them eat it. Statement. So, mayu besaram yihyeh lecha. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, echatam vechat balmum. The plural is not referred to Meiser and Pesach, even if that's in the previous, because that is eaten. I misspoke. That is eaten by the Bailam. But that's referring in plural to the two kinds of Bechor. Lime echatam vechat balmum, lime al Bechor, balmum shenitan l'kohen. As we know, a Bechor is a matana that we have to give to the Kohen. And even if it gets a balmum, it still belongs to the Kohen. It's chulin biyad Kohen, but it still is. That's why we know, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, a Kohen is not ne'eman to say, my animal got a mum, and I did not inflict it. He's not believed, because they're chashud. They don't want to have to schlep this carbon to the base of Migdash and have all the halachas of kashik kalim. They want to eat it in their own house. So therefore, they're chashud of putting mumin in their animals. So, but that is not halacha. If it got a mum by itself, really, and we know that with Edim, so then it would be able to be the kohens, and that's what Bisaram, the plural, is referring to. Shelo matzinu lo b'chala Torah kula. Because we don't find such a thing in all the Torah. What do you mean, find such a thing? What kind of thing? Tosva says in Shalom Atzinu, V'nir Lafarish, third line, Shalom Atzinu, B'chol HaTorah, Kenyan Zeh, what's unique? The sharp Suleh HaMagdash in Eino Matana L'Kohen. Ela Podeo Makar V'Acher Tachtov. Any other carbon, third Tosva's over here, or second Tosva's, any other carbon, the second that it gets a mum, so the Bailam are allowed to be Podeh it. It loses its Kedusha, right, somewhat. While here, all of a sudden, it gets a mum, it stays the Kohen's. You never find it anywhere else. That's why you need the pasuk to teach me, uvisaram, the basar will be for you. You never find that by any other carbon. V'Rabbi Yishmael nafka lemi l'chayiyah the seifa. So Rabbi Yishmael learns that from the other pasuk, the l'cha, in the seifa, period. Stop there for a moment. Just to remember something that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when Bechor came up. We mentioned it both in the daf and in the dafyomi shir. A beautiful taz. Taz points out that there are three mitzvahs that have to do with Bechor. Three mitzvahs. Number one is Pidyon HaBen, Bechor of my wife. That's number one. Number two is Bechor of my firstborn kosher animal. That's Bechor, that's mitzvah Yud Ches, discussed by the Sefer HaChinuch. And then the third is the Bechor of my donkey. If a Jew owns a donkey, Peter Chamor, so you have to, there's a mitzvah of giving the being hodeh with the sheep and giving the sheep to the Kohen and the Chamar being able to keep it. So asks the Taz, quoting the Prisha, really the Prisha's question. This is in Shin Chaf Aleph Os Zayin in Yoredeya. Why is it that there is a bracha on two out of three? Why is there a bracha on Pidyon HaBen and there's a bracha on Petach Chamar? If anybody ever is zochet to do the mitzvah of Petach Chamar, they make a bracha on Pidyon Petach Chamar, but there's no bracha over here by giving the Bechor animal to the Kohen. That's the Prisha's question. So ask the Prisha, just lost the place, way to go, turning the page, Shin Chaf Aleph, Prisha Hiksha, Lama Loma Varchin Gav Kein, Anasinas Bechor Behema Tahor Al Kohen, Kimo Bepidyon Petach Chamar, Bepidyon Bechor Adam, V'tirei. So the Prisha answers, De'ein Mevarech Ela Kishin Nishar B'yadam Imash Aya Kodesh, V'nosein Midi Achrina Tachtav. You only make a bracha if something is left with you. If you keep something, right? So by Pidyon HaBen, you keep your son, and you give the five slime. By Petach Chamar, you keep the donkey, and you give the sheep. By Bechor Behema, you keep nothing. You just give it to the Kohen. Masheke, but it's Sinas Bechor, then also Kulala Kohen. Velonisha, Beyadoklum, Meakdusha, Vein, that's the Prisha. Ask the Taz, why should you have such a requirement? But every time you do a mitzvah, you have nothing left. Right? I do a mitzvah, and sometimes I can give it away. Vidnainze Masri, to become Makam, Lomo Yvarach HaMitzvah, the Mabakach, Shalodisha Beyado. Keep it to become Makam, Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem Barachu. What kind of requirement? Why should you need to have something left in your hands? To make a, it's not a bracha nanin that you're going to get hanah from. You have to keep the hanah with you. So it says Venero Lee says no. It says very mistaver. De ain shayach bracha ela b'mashe oseh ha'adam mishelo. Al zemavarech shezacha lasos bishelo ratzad amakam baruchu. When I do something, I make the bracha. By Petach Hamar, I'm switching the Kedusha from one to the other. I'm switching the status. I don't know if it's Kedusha. I'm switching the status. So I'm doing something. If I'm doing something, so then I'm accomplishing something, then I make a bracha. By every mitzvah, you have to accomplish something. By Pidgin Abed, I'm accomplishing something. By Kedusha's Bechor, even if I was never Makdashit, it's Kedusha. It's Bechor. It's a Din Berechem. It's Petarechem. And therefore, yes! The halacha is that there's a afal pisha kadosh mitzvah lahavdisho, says Shmuel on Masechas Adarim. Even though it's already kadosh, there's still a mitzvah for me to be makdashit. But you're not going to make a bracha because you're really not doing anything. Right? That is mashekim, but b'chor, the me'olam mahayel Yisrael's chuspa, it was never mine. The mishenno adhu, be'gaza de rachmana, v'avi ki'ilu lo nolan, osa no lola lo, osa b'chor, el ki'ilu nolan, be'beis kohen, mi paraso, de rachmana zika lo b'kach. That he gives something from his. That's the difference. The only question that has to be answered related to this is, so why don't we make bracha on Kiddush? Kiddush, what are we doing by Kiddush? It's Kaddush Kfiyav Kaima. Kaddush Baruch Hu makes it Shabbos. By Yantiv, we make it. So by Kiddush, why do we make it? So the answer is, it's a good question, but it's a good answer. Kiddush might not be a berachas mitzvah. We're talking about berachas mitzvahs here. To make a berachas mitzvah, you got to do a mitzvah. What, lightning? We also don't do anything, and we make a bracha. Shavach v'hoda'ah, you make a bracha on. Even if I don't do anything. That's the whole point of shavach v'hoda'ah. It's reactionary. It's a reaction. So Kiddush might not be a berachas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of zochas yom shabbos l'kavsho. But that might not be a berachas mitzvah. The bracha might be the mitzvah, but it's not a berachas mitzvah. To make a berachas mitzvah, that's what the Taz is saying. Okay. So Mundus, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlama third line, Bishlama la Rebbe Yossi, Hagalili, Dumuki, now continuing. That whole pasuk of those two psukim, of Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Chesef, so we have Machlokas, whether that's all about Bechor, or whether it's also about Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Dubuki, Leinami, Bemeiser, and Pesach. According to Rabbi Yosef, Lili says it's about all three. Hainu, Dechsev, Lo Siftek, Kodesh, Haim, Haim, Kraven, Vein, Tumuras, and Kraven. Then it makes sense that it says Kodesh, Haim, they are Kadosh. You cannot redeem them because it's excluding Tumura. There's a special din that the Tumura, the substitute of these animals, are not given as Karbanis. You gotta wait till they get a Mum. Ditznan, because we learned it Tumura. Tumura is Bechor, Umaiser, Hain, Uvladun, Uvlad, Vladun, Atsof, Kala Olam, Hari, Hain, Kebechor, Umaiser. If you have the Tumura of Bechor and Maiser, they and their babies' babies are always like Bechor and Maiser, but not in terms of being makrav them, but in terms of having some kedusha via achlu b'mum on the bailam. You got to wait till they get a mum. So you see, the temura of bechor and meiser are not hukrav. And vitznan, and we also learned the psachim. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shamati shetemura is pesach kreva, v'teres pesach ena kreva, ve'elin lefarish. I learned that the temura of some temuras are hukrav and some are not, and I don't know what the answer is. Rashi quotes the end of the sentence. Rashi says, you look at Pesachim, the answer was, if you're giving a tzemura of a current Pesach a week after Pesach, that is karav. Why? Because a week after Pesach, a current Pesach is really a shlamim, and therefore tzemura shlamim, that's hukrav. But if it's tzemura's Pesach before Pesach, that is not hukrav. So you see, a tzemura's Pesach, real Pesach, is not hukrav. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the pasuk says, Kodesh Haim, which is excluding the tzemura of these three karbanos. Beautiful, because these three karbanos are excluded. El al Rabbi Yishmael, demuki lekulei bebechor, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says the whole pasuk is about bechor, Maiseru Pesach delo kreva, tzemurasan minale, where is the source of tzemura Pesach of a Maiser, that it is not hukrav? So the Gemara says, Meiser gomar ever mi bechor. Meiser, you have a gzera shav. It says, v'havarta by Meiser, you pass it through the gate, and gzera shav. Pesach behed yiksiv be kesev. Pesach, it says kesev, that you could bring a kesev, a sheep, for carbon pesach. Matam alomar im kesev. So why, when it talks about shlamim, does it say im kesev? L'rabos tumuras pesach. Achra Pesach Shetikarev Shlomim. To include even Tmuras HaPesach, that also has the status of Shlomim after Pesach. Yochol Af Lefnei HaPesach, Cain. I might think that even before Pesach it has that status. Tomal Omar, who? So, no, who? This one specifically and not before Pesach. Period. Let's finish, and then there's one more point to mention. The Kol Hanach Tanoi Demafilei LaHaydam Zvachach Ijavei LaJosh Achrina. We quoted three questions in Amud Aleph. Isn't Dam Zvachach used up? So therefore, how do you know our halacha? So we explain how it's not used up. But what about all of those Tanon? They used it for something else. How do they know our halacha? Hi, Kolani Tanin Al Mazvech Achison. Shinat Motan Achash Akeeper Minolahu. How do they know the halacha that Bidi Eved, one Zrika is enough by all Karbanis? Sabi Luka Beis Hillel. They hold like Beis Hillel, who says what? Even Chatas, one is enough. He has a separate limud from Chatas, as we will see, and you learn all Chabad is from Chatas. You're right. They don't like Beishamai, because how would they know Beishamai that two are needed Bidi Evet? One point before we finish up, and that is, the Gemara here does not talk about Tumuras Bechor. What if I have a Bechor and I try to be Mamer the Bechor? This Bechor animal, this little sheep, I don't want to give this sheep to the Kohen, even though it's a Bechor. I want to give a cow. I want to give a big animal. And I Mamer that. So what's that halacha of Tmuras Bechor? Is that given to the Kohen? It says here it's not Karav, but it says Ye'achlin B'mumon L'Bailim. Which Bailim are we talking about? So if you look in Tosas later on in Davayin Hey, Amid Beis, Tosas says Beferich is given to the owner could keep it. Tmuras Bechor, the owner could keep. And the Rambam says explicitly in Tmura Gimel Beis is given to the Kohen. The Minchas Chinuch points out this machlokas. He wonders why other Achronim don't point out this machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch in Yunches Chavdalet says the Mikdash David, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Beautiful. Tmuras Bechor, is that given to the Kohen also? Says the Mikdash David, this is in Yud Dalet Aleph. According to Tosfos, you know what the root of Bechor is? Petarechem. If it's Petarechem, it goes to the Kohen. If not, not. So Tmuras Bechor is not Petarechem. Sefer is not going to the Kohen. It might have certain status, but it's not going to the Kohen. The owner could keep it. Masha Eiken, according to the Rambam, Tzmuras Bechor, what's the root of Bechor? Kedushas Bechor. Any animal that has Kedushas Bechor. Usually Kedushas Bechor comes from Peter Rechem, but maybe there's another choice. Tzmuras Bechor could also have Kedushas Bechor, and that would be good enough to give to the Kohen. So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, and the Lum that's behind that machlokas from the Mikdash David. Right, one of the rayas, Mikdash David there brings a raya from our Gemara to the Rambam. Another raya they bring is on Daf Tes we had earlier that you could shecht a Pesach l'shem Bechor, and it could have the status of Bechor. That's also a raya to the Rambam if that's going to go to the Kohen. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'chadash dematonis. So according to Beis Shammai said that b'di'eved achadash needs two, unlike other kamanas that b'di'eved only one, and Beis Hillel argued. Rav Huna says, what's the reason? So, the next 20 lines, we had already in Maseches Sanhedrin. If you remember the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, the sugya of Yesh Eim LaMikra and Yesh Eim LaMesaris, you go by how things are read or how things are written, right? The next 20 lines come up exactly verbatim there. Rav Huna Maitam at the Beis Shammai. Karnos. It says in the Torah, what does the Chatas need? You have to sprinkle the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach. Harei kan sheish. Beis Shammai goes by how it's read. It's read as karnos, which is plural. So, two each, that's six. Are ba'al a mitzvah v'shayim la'akev. Four to teach me l'chadchilu, you need four. And two to teach me, two are b'di'evan ma'akev. Beis Hillel goes by how it is written, the Misorah. Karnos. Harei kan arba, that's four altogether. Shalosh l'mitzvah v'achaz la'akev. That's three l'chadchilu and one b'di'evan. Ve'em akulu l'mitzvah. Maybe all four l'mitzvah. Right, you don't need any b'di'evan. No. Kapar b'chti lo ashkachan. That's impossible. It's impossible that you definitely need something. You can't get a kapar without doing any zrikas. Or, that's one. V'ibayi say ma'inatam at Beis Hillel. Or another suggestion. How does Beis Hillel get one b'di'evan? Ahani kro mikro v'ahani mesores. Beis Hillel says, you know what? I have a problem here. Because the way you read it, you're supposed to have six. The way it's written, you're supposed to have four. So you know what? Pshara. Let's have a compromise. Ahani mikra l'tfu yechada, v'ahani mesores l'basur yechada. Basically, you go in the middle, and therefore, five. Four l'chadchila, one b'di'eved. Beis Hillel says you go in the middle. He's a pshara man. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If you're a pshara man, so they're going to ask now from all the other contexts of the machlokes, mikra mesores, and why don't you do pshara? El me'ata l'totafas, by tefillin. So the way it is written, there are four, Totafos, right? 1, 1, and 2, 4. And the way that it is read, there are 6. Hare kan arba. So, ahani kravari mesores, chamisha bati boilam evin. So why don't we say you need 5 compartments in your tefillin instead of 4? Right? If you want a pshara. So Gemara said, no, savala krabi akiva. No, maybe he holds like krabi akiva, da amar, tat bachat vishtaim, pas bafrike shtaim. No, totafas is a conjunction of tat and pas. Tat means 2 in a certain language, in Katvi, and pas means 2 in Afrike. So therefore, that's the word. That's what's used. Ask the Achronim, David Pavarsky asks in Sanhedrin there, why would the Torah speak African? Why would the Torah use language of Katvi and Afrike? Right? If you want to say Aramaic, Yigar Sadusa, okay, Aramaic has some Kedusha, we know. It comes from Lashon HaKodesh, but these two languages? Says David Pavarsky, no, you know what you see from here? All languages started with Lashon HaKodesh, right? The world was created. Rashi quotes in Brachos, right? Ki me'isha lukachas, isha, ki me'isha lukachasos. That the world was never, but Lashon HaKodesh. All language first came from Lashon HaKodesh. Then it went to other languages. But really, it all came from us. So here, tat and pas, it's saying now it's used in those languages, but originally it came from Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, just one other ha'ara, and that is, this word l'totafos plays an important role halachah l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kriyashma, I think we spoke about this on a Friday night, last week, 2 weeks ago, that you're allowed to say Kriyashma in any language. Right? Any language you're allowed to say Kriyashma. But the Mishnah Berurah says halachah l'maisa is generally not suggested. Number one is, if you don't understand every word, then it only works in Lashon HaKodesh and not in other languages. And number two, there are some words that we cannot translate. How do you translate vishinantam? How do you translate that? It could mean shinun sharp. It could for the word mishnah learn. What is vishinantam? Or how do you translate l'totafos? Right? What does that mean? How do you translate that? Totafos? But then you're saying that's in Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Samach Beis that it is generally not a good idea to say Kriyas Shema in any language, even if one is maker or din allowed to say it in any language. Also, just remember, we're talking about Lashon HaKodesh here. Remember the Machlokas quoted, the Ramban quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and he argues with him, why is Lashon HaKodesh called that? What makes it holy? The Ramban says that it's because the world was never on Lashon HaKodesh, and all Nevuahs are given by Lashon HaKodesh. That gives it Kedusha. The Rambam says, no, it's something more inherent. The Rambam says, because there are no disgusting words in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the same as modern Ivrit. There are no disgusting words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? When we talk about a husband and wife being together, we say Bia. What does that mean? Entrance. There's no separate, says the Rambam, there are no separate words for certain parts of the body in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? The Aver HaZachar. Okay? The male limb. But again, there's no, that makes it Kadosh. Inherently. Different than the Ramban, who says that no, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it in a certain way, he created the world with it, he spoke to the Nevi'im with it, that gives it Kedusha. This is Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and with Hashem, we will continue with Yesh Eim L'Mikra, Yesh Eim L'Mesara. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a meaningful fast. And today's shiur again was sponsored, as this week's shiur was sponsored, in loving memory of Yosef Rafal Ben Isar by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank you for the sponsorship.